Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to another stimulating episode from the Diva Days of Our Lives. I am the Diva, and Shirley will introduce you to the Diva Spy Network. You can call into our show by dialing 914-338-1239, or you can discuss the show in our chat room. There's so much to discuss this week that we extended it to 45 minutes. Unfortunately, tonight, a Diva Spy Network member, Saddle Shoes, is a bit under the weather and won't be joining us tonight. But we do have Fancy Face here. Hi, Fancy Face.
Hello. I'm here as usual.
And the Queen of the Night. The Queen of the Night is joining us tonight.
Oh, yay.
Yes. Yes, she's here.
Hello, Queen.
I made it.
All right.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
So, this week was pretty interesting on days.
So, yeah, it's a better week than usual.
It's the best that it's been for a while, yes.
Fancy Face, what was your favorite event this week?
Oh, hands down, the Kate Stefano wedding. That was, it was lots of good scenes with Kate, with Kate with Victor, Kate with Philip, Kate with Daniel, and I loved EJ's reaction on the phone when he talked with Stefano and found out about the wedding and said, please tell me you're drinking, and totally freaking out. That was, you know, we've seen EJ so stern and you know, suspicious and stupid. It was nice to actually see him doing something funny for a change, you know.
Oh, I
completely agree. And I loved Kate's red dress. I was so glad that she was in red and not black because, you know, we saw Sammy wear black when she was forced to wed EJ, and then not too long ago on Young and the Restless, they had the Amber character wearing black when she had to marry Deacon, and that was Hogan Sheffer stealing from himself, basically. So I was like, please, no, don't make Kate wear black to the wedding, and she wore red, so I was cool with that.
Yeah, remember she wore red to Stefano's funeral back in 2002? Do you guys remember that? Remember what he left? He bequeathed all those
things. That when there
were
the ashes and left all the clues about, yeah, I remember. That was an interesting episode back then. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
It all led to nothing. There were all these clues. Kate got the herrings, and that led to the discovery that she was really the mother of the alien twins, right?
Yeah, I'm not figuring out the connection between, what was it, the Kippers and the twins?
Oh, those Kippers, yeah, Kippers. She supposedly, from what I remember, she had like a craving when she was pregnant for Kippers. And then so when she got the jar of Kippers at the funeral, you know, that was sort of Stefano's little from-the-grave reminder that he knew her dirty little secret, you know.
But I thought Marlena give birth to the twins?
She supposedly that was a spin, but then ultimately, you know, it turned out Kate and Roman were the parents of the twins. So, yeah, it was all convoluted and stupid. I hated that whole thing.
Yes, the Queen of the Night. What did you think of the Kate and Stefano wedding?
Oh, I liked it. I liked everything about it, especially Victor and all the zingers that he gave to Kate. And I especially enjoyed the exchange between Kate and Philip. I thought that was some of the best. It's kind of like I didn't know which one to feel the more sorry for. I think they both, you know, had good points, and I really enjoyed that.
Oh, Victor was a riot at the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He just gets funnier and funnier. Every line out of his mouth was something, was another joke, you know. And he was really good.
Yeah, there were so many of them. I can't remember what some of them were. I mean, there was.
Oh yeah.
I should have.
I can remember. Now. When did you have time between, you know, poisoning Chloe and setting up Daniel to do your online dating?
Yeah.
It's Kate. She multitasks.
and Lauren has been the best of all of them. I think she's had a wonderful week, great performances with everyone.
Yes,
Fancy
Face
said,
Mm-hmm. It's been great to see her doing something else besides scheming for the children. You
right.
know, now she's got a different storyline for a change.
She has her own storyline, right? Right.
Although
yes.
I'm expecting Philip to steal her away from the wedding on a motorcycle or something. Because usually, you have the weddings when the brides were unwillingly marrying the groom that, you know, you have the real love of her life sweep her away from the wedding, like Beau and Hope or Jack and Jennifer or whatever. In this case, it was Philip doing all the looking. It was kind of weird. But
So do you think Stefano had this all planned? Do you think he had planted some, you know what I mean, gave her this idea to do this? Or is her mind playing with her mind that she really, that's why she did what she did? He's been controlling her all this time?
I didn't know that. That's a good
theory.
Or
did you ever hear that? Have you heard that theory?
I have not heard that at all. It would be good. It would be a good plot twist because it would explain why Kate sort of went nuts all of a sudden. Because
And Philip said something to Lucas to the fact of maybe some of the medication she was taking for her cancer caused her to go all crazy. So there was like a little, like there's a reason.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
That's the first reason that they've said. That's the only thing that they've said on air. But there's been speculation out there that, you know, just like what he did to Vivian years ago with the brain chip. He did something to, you know, to make her go after Chloe or something. Set her up to get her to marry him or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he'd be in a position
all
to help
is
her.
Plant one of his weird drugs into her cancer medicine and then she's brainwashed to do whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's an easy way.
You know she's
going really
to have, you know,
it.
She might as well have an out just like Marlena always has one. So.
Well, right now she doesn't want an out. I mean, she's not thrilled
yeah.
to be married to Stefano, but I think,
no.
you know, the scene with Daniel, she was very much enjoying having the power over him and saying, you know, screw you, I'm not in jail. And I think she's going to go after Daniel again or Chloe again. I don't think she's done. Now she has the clout to do stuff and not get caught, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that, you know, that we're not going to be seeing Kate the whole time regretting being in the marriage with Stefano because that's not Kate. I want to see Kate get the, you know, she's got the power. Now she's going to use it and just roll with the punches, you know.
I'm hoping she's going to enjoy those two together, the, you know, big power couple.
They should stay married for a while. Yeah, they should stay married for a while.
And they ended up staying a few years ago.
Give Joe
a
good storyline, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
It's about time he gets something good.
You know what would be funny, though? If they had EJ flirt with Kate a little bit. Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, they did. So, he can flirt with her. You know, maybe it might be his way of trying to get, maybe break them up. Maybe EJ tries to seduce Kate. That'd be an interesting storyline.
Well, he'll be free in a little while, so I suppose.
Yeah. Nicole's going to be gone in a little while, right?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly when, but it looked like
I don't know how that's
going to be next week, but it always does. But
I'd
love it if. See, the sad thing is, I really want Nicole to stick around a little longer now, although the story's been dragging forever, just to see Kate and Nicole living under the same roof in the Demira Mansion, because you know those two would kill each other, because that's what happened when Nicole was married to Victor and Kate had just divorced Victor. And Kate and Nicole, I remember once they had this knockdown, drag-out fight outdoors somewhere, and they can't stand each other. So it's a shame we can't sort of revisit that at least for an episode or two before Nicole, you know, plummets down into complete despair. But I don't know that that will happen.
But there's still just this huge void of not having Tony and Anna there. That would have been hysterical.
Oh, yeah, they should be there. They should have been there.
Yeah, having Kate. Yeah, Anna could have been the matron of honor. That would have been hysterical, you know.
Yeah, and then Victor wouldn't have had all the zingers. Anna could have had a few too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Kate and her mother-in-law would have been. That would have been great.
Yeah, and you know, had Tony call Kate mom, since Kate would be his stepmother. I mean, that would have been hysterical. But Tony can't.
You know, it
there
makes
was
me wonder.
Of Kate and Tony together, you know, before. At one time.
It makes me wonder if Dina even knows or remembers that, because she wrote them together to begin with, but that Kate and Roman were married, because there she was and Roman knew that she was marrying Stefano and he didn't say anything about it, you know, anything and I was just like, that was a major flaw to me. It's like he should have said something acknowledging that they were married once and what the heck was she doing. But
yeah.
They sort of, it seemed like the writers just forgot they were married or something, and it's very possible they did, knowing them.
yes, I think, yeah.
Hey, let's take a call.
They only want to remember certain things.
Oh, we have a call.
We have a caller. Hi, caller.
Hello.
It's area code 913.
Oh, okay. Hi, Diva and friends.
Hi.
I was just enjoying your conversation about Kate and Stefano and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. You guys were just talking about Cayman. I just don't get the sense they're ever going to revisit that, or at least not anytime soon.
Yeah, it seems like they're ignoring it. Yeah, they're just ignoring it.
Yeah, I don't exactly know why, because you know, they're in Cayman's in the same scenes together, and he was at Chez Rouge right before the wedding,
mm-hmm.
and it just I don't know. Since Dina create them, so I don't know. But
she definitely created them. Yes, I remember that was the whole Tony and Kate tango, and then she and she went to Roman after that, and that was all Dina Higley. So
right, so maybe they just don't want to revisit that. But I'm personally loving, as a viewer, I'm loving it right now, and I just hope. I guess what I'd like to ask the Diva and team. What can we write in, or can we do something to say, hey, the dialogue writers for those scenes were, if it's one person or whatever, they were great. I mean, what can we do to
keep that writer? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Dina
writing this.
No, she doesn't write the day to day stuff. I think she just does the storylines, like the the arc of it. Yeah, I would write into all the magazines saying, hey, I really like the dialogue this day.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the best way to do it. Like,
okay.
You know,
this is the only storyline right now that I'm enjoying.
Me too.
Kate Stefano, the Demira. Anything with the Demiras. Usually the best storylines, usually.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah, but you don't know what...
Whether it involves Tony and Anna or Kate or EJ or whoever as a Demira, that's always the best ones.
Right, right. And because I can tell that some of you have watched the show for a long time, does it seem like, back to the dialogue writers for a minute, it kind of seems to me like some days, I mean, you can clearly tell that it's a different writer.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, like they'll just have a run of 3 or 4 days, maybe they're really good, and then, or like the Grace writing, so when she was dying, that was great writing, and then all of a sudden it went back to crap, you know, for a while.
I know that I've heard that you have different, I'm not talking about the head writer who just oversees
right.
the whole thing in general, but you have
right.
different writers assigned to different characters. I think that's a lot of the problem of why you always have the scenes with the same characters and their same plots and not intermingling enough with each other,
right.
and also why some characters are really, really well written with the dialogue and other characters the dialogue is stupid and sucks. Is I think it just depends on which writer is assigned to which characters. And the thing is, I don't know how anyone you know who just watches the show as a regular viewer can know who writes for who. But whoever wrote for Kate and Stefano this week were truly on their game. And it's the first time I have enjoyed the show. I didn't really enjoy the show so much when Grace died. I cried a lot, but I didn't really enjoy it.
Right.
But this is the first time I've enjoyed the show in a while.
Okay. Seems like a lot of people are excited about what's going on, too. So that's nice to have some energy going that direction instead of the other way.
Yeah.
I did have one question on to get your thoughts on this. The little scene with Theo and Kate, you know, I guess that was meant to show that she still has a heart and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I don't know. I was thinking, you know how they always drop things like one of you mentioned something about Philip saying something to Lucas about the medication might have caused her to go crazy or whatever. I was wondering if any of you thought that little scene with Theo had some like greater significance in terms of maybe I was kind of thinking maybe it was symbolic of what's going to happen big picture, that everybody's shunning her, basically they're all like shocked that she's a good person underneath it all or whatever, and I'm just wondering if later on it is going to come out, because I've seen speculation that there was some reason for it, whether it was Stefano controlling her or whatever. I just thought, I wonder if we're going to see that play out on a bigger scale, you know, where everyone's just kind of shocked that she's not this horrible person that she seems to be right now. I don't know. What are your thoughts, if any, on that?
Oh, there's always room for a redemption.
There's a reason for it, yeah. I don't think she just went crazy on her own.
I think part of the reason was to show
she had
sort of a motherly side, you know,
right.
And she still has that mother. And I liked it. It was a sweet scene. Yeah, it's like Theo was the only one that wasn't judging her. And so she wanted to hang out with Theo and have dinner because she couldn't take it anywhere else. It was a sweet scene.
I don't know
if it will really go anywhere, but I liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. And anyway, well, I just wanted to call. I love your blog, and I love listening to you guys. And thank you for your input.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks,
we really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
I just say in the chat room, some of the chatters are discussing whether or not Lucas is the child of Tony and Kate.
Yeah, I saw that. I see that, yeah.
So you might have to revisit that again, but I don't know. Maybe
Lucas
goes to rehab.
Than go to rehab again, you know, and go through this whole thing again. And it was nice to see Sammy and Lucas together one last time before he went off. But the thing is, I wanted that scene to have more oomph to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like that he actually, I mean, I'm no fan of Chloe, but I did like that he actually treated her like a human being. You know, it took him to have his stomach pumped and to you know, go to rehab to finally become somewhat like the character we're used to, because for the last week or two, he's just been, you know, this real creep. So it was kind of nice to see the real Lucas back, even though it's right before he's going to get shipped off.
Yeah. Hopefully not for good, but.
Hopefully not, but
usually means when you get backburnered, you eventually go. Seems like
that's how it's been with a lot of them.
That's how it's been with them. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're really confused what to do with him, because I don't think Higley wants. Yeah, Higley doesn't seem to want Lumi at all, and she kind of pretends like they were never, you know, married and had kids. You know what I mean? Kind of like with the K-Man, she kind of ignores that they were ever together, and. Yeah, I think they just don't know what to do, and it didn't work out with Chloe. There really wasn't any chemistry there between Nadia and Brian. And, you know, you look at the horizon, you know, there's not really that many more women they can hook them up with. You know, I don't think they'll go with Lucas and Nicole. Yeah, where are they going to go?
No.
You know. So,
true.
I think he's going to be on the back burner until they figure out what to do with them. Because they're clearly not going to go with Lumi.
I wonder what's going to happen to Nicole when she gets found out. I know Ari's going to be going on maternity leave and all that. I wonder if she's going to come back, and I'd like to see her get with Brady.
That's the way they're going, because Ariana keeps bringing up Nicole to Brady all the time, so
right.
It's clear that this is someone she's jealous of, and I think that's where it's going to go. And, you know, I think Brady's going to get real mixed up with this whole situation when it comes out, in terms of Sammy's going to blast him for keeping the secret, and Nicole's going to lean on him because she'll have nowhere else to go, and Ariana, that'll give her more reason to be pissed off, and yeah. I'd rather it be more about EJ than Brady, but that's just me.
Yeah. So, but I'm sure it's going to be EJ and Sammy eventually down the line. Going to get back.
I'm not so sure the way they're always pushing Rafe and Sammy. I don't know at all that EJ and Sammy are going to get back together. I mean, it'd be I like EJ and Sammy together. I think James Scott and Allison Sweeney have wonderful chemistry together.
Chemistry.
I know they have a bad past and bad things have happened, but I still enjoy watching them on the screen. And Rafe and Sammy doesn't do it for me. Yeah, I know. Brace and Sammy just doesn't do it for me. That's me. But
like Sammy is better as the bad girl, and with EJ, she's better with EJ, I think. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think Rafe is going to attend. If they actually were together, right now you have all these plot details that are keeping them apart. But the thing is, you have this couple together for over 5 minutes without, you know, someone getting kidnapped or knocked in the head or whatever, that then Rafe is going to turn into Austin and expect Sammy to always be a good girl. And Sammy's boring when she's a good girl. You know,
exactly.
I want her to fake some hospital files again or...
Someone said they hope Rafe rots in the basement. So, Meredith has him in the basement now.
Yeah, it's like, why didn't Meredith just knock him out? No, that would get us out of our misery. So, I don't know. I'm not a Rafe fan. What can I say?
Yeah. Yeah, so what about the big Bope fight this week? They really had a knockdown drag out this week, Bo and Hope.
Yeah.
At first, I thought Bo was being the jerk at first, and now I think it's Hope. I don't know. Yeah, so, like, you know, I think Bo makes a good point, yeah. I mean, I think that each, what they did, they thought each one was doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Hope should just, you know, just accept it, and but whatever we see. And also, it seems like Bo is just pushing her into Dustin's. He's accusing them of having something going on when they're
and that's where Bo was being a jerk.
That he's being a jerk there, right?
Yeah, it's like Bo, Hope's had to sit by while Bo's been rejected her for Billy, and now he's going to accuse her of having an affair with Justin when all they've done is have a few little conversations together. Right. Yeah, I mean that was a little uncalled for, but I think Hope's taking out her anger on Bo because, you know, Zach died and she went through that same kind of pain and worry when Sierra was kidnapped, and she's taking it out on him, you know. And it's so obvious it's a breakup, and, you know, for the big Crystal Chappelle return,
yeah,
I think.
For Carly.
And even though the rumors are there's not going to be a Bo Carly thing, but I think there may be anyway. I don't necessarily buy there won't be myself.
And did you hear Michael Sapino is only coming back now in flashbacks? So
supposedly... Yeah.
They're a broke up, and they're going to show, like, what led to that, I guess, through the flashbacks.
Well, I guess allegedly Carly kills him. That's
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't hear
that's
that.
That's a rumor. Yeah, Carly allegedly killed Lawrence, yeah.
Oh, okay, and that's why she came back. Oh, she's probably come back looking for help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's coming to run to Bo for help.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about it. It'll be interesting to see how Vivian is going to be, you know, maybe she'll come back to town completely. You know,
go after
Carly because
Carly
killed, because she always loved Lawrence.
Right.
It was Vivian and Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
So
like her own.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be a good storyline.
That's a good story. Yeah, that's a good story.
Well, that would give her impetus to go to Salem and find Carly, and, you know, and she's already pissed at Carly because of Lawrence's death. Right away, you've got Vivian in villainess mode the way we like her. So, you know.
Right.
So I'm
maybe she's going back to Stefano too for help, and then finds out that he's married to Kate now.
Oh yes, I'm sure that this Kate Stefano
thing
is also part of the whole big build up with Vivian coming back. Yeah, it's going to be interesting once she gets back in Salem.
I hope they interact too with Vivian and Philip. That, you know, Philip gets to see his, you know, incubator basically.
I've forgotten all about that. I remember that story. I couldn't remember. Yeah,
the
I couldn't remember who was the mother and who wasn't.
Yeah.
For anyone who didn't watch the show back then, Kate wasn't able to get pregnant, so she did in vitro with Victor, and Vivian found out about it, and she had baby Philip implanted inside of her, and she was the one who gave birth to Philip, not Kate. So I always wanted to see Philip's reaction, you know, to the woman who stole him. So I think it's going to be fun. I mean, I just can't wait for her to come back. I mean, I'm just counting down the days.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. She's coming back around Halloween, right?
He needs to come back.
Who needs to come back?
Yvonne.
Who?
Yvonne. Yeah, but there's no word on it. And I guess he has a really good movie career now, so he probably won't come back. But,
I hope Vivian at least gives him a mention because he saved her ass at the end. You know, her millionaire husband, millionaire boyfriend.
Yes,
that
supposedly
got her.
They did get married, right?
I don't remember if they got married or not.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember if they did or not either. Yeah, but I love them together.
They had great chemistry together. He was so much fun.
Yeah. I know, henchmen on days, they're too expendable. You know what I mean? That makes me sad. But we have wonderful character actors as henchmen. I mean, you had Bart, Dr. Rolf, and Yvonne was fantastic.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, kudos for having these actors play small roles and just make such a splash.
And everybody remembers them.
And everybody remembers them because they made their characters memorable. And you have people who are on every day, and you can't remember a damn thing they did. It wasn't interesting. So, no, there's no such thing as small
days right now. But
yeah, there's no such thing as small roles, only small actors. That's how it goes. But, yeah, Yvonne needs to come back.
I'd love it if he came back. Yeah, I'd love it.
Yeah. See? It's the after my Caroline Victor scrumping campaign.
And there is Carolyn.
Yeah. Then we'll do our Bring Back Yvonne campaign. Oh, someone mentioned Nico. Yeah, Victor's, they're talking about Petrov. I see Henderson needs...
Well, that goes way back.
Yeah, Henderson needs more of a storyline, though. I mean, he pretty much does nothing but answer the door and announce who's there.
Henderson and Mary.
Yes, they should have an affair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Henderson and Mary. You know, the Curiocuses and, one family against the other.
Yeah, not just E.J. planting Owen the Gardener with the Curiocuses. That wasn't, treacherous enough.
And that was a bizarre story.
I liked
Owen. Yeah, but, Owen was there for a week, and it looked like, he was going to, something was going to build up with him, and he just disappeared off the canvas altogether.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough of if the actor had other commitments or whatever, but that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and actually, where's Stephanie been? She hasn't been on at all for a while. Of course, I haven't missed her either.
I didn't even notice she was gone.
Really? I just, when you said Owen,
really
made me think of, when I was talking Owen, I thought Stephanie, but wait, she hasn't been on.
Mm-hmm.
She's still crying over that sex video, I guess.
Yeah, see, they could really do without her, I think so.
Well, I will admit, Melanie hasn't been annoying me as much as she used to.
No, I like Melanie.
I think that her having the little comic spin to her character instead of her just being, a little snotty little bitch that she's now, has more of a heart and funny. And let's face it, after the way Philip dumped her and then having a sex video put on the internet, it's enough to make anyone feel sorry for a character.
Yeah. Her conversation with Philip before the wedding, she's like, come on, Philip, it's kind of funny your mom's marrying Stefano. I mean, she was laughing. That cracked me up. It is funny. She was being honest.
Uh-huh.
And, I can understand his point of view of Stefano trying to bump him off. But still, it is funny. And it was nice, but it's kind of like they were making Melanie she was talking about what the audience would think, what the audience would be saying. And, it's always nice when you have a character that's kind of representing the fans a little bit. Yeah, because, Kate and Stefano getting married. Seriously, they should have gotten a solid cover for that instead of, the $10 million. Rafe discovers this thing about, baby Sydney, the Keith Stefano thing should have gotten a cover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we had the fabulous Dan Lowe reunion this week.
I liked Chloe better when she was in the coma. I'm sorry.
The first thing
she did after she woke up was say, God, is it okay with you if I get back with Daniel? I'm like, you're asking now.
just be glad
you're out of the coma and shut up.
Can't they just get married and just leave? And then she's finally
with Daniel in bed and they're together with their clothes off. Oh, I'm so worried about Lucas.
Now she's worried about Lucas
the whole time. You were scrumping with Daniel in the hospital room in the back. Now you're worrying about Lucas? It's like, this girl can't be happy. Just go away.
Go away, both of them. Daniel's only good.
You know, Yeah, I like Dan with Kate, actually.
I do
actually.
Like, yeah, they do have some kind of chemistry.
But Chloe, it's like, you know. But it's just funny. That's how the show has been for me this week, is sometimes you'll have the Kate Stefano stuff, and it's rocking, and you'll have, you know, all these interests, the Bo Hope fight, and it's rocking. And then you've got the Chloe scene, and all the air sucks out of the screen, you know, as
when,
I start to get bored. And then Mia sucks
Mia,
it out even more.
Mia and Will, yes.
I mean, I don't like Chloe and Dan, but Mia and Will just, well, not Will so much, but Mia and
not
Chad.
Me, right, Mia. Me and
I
Chad.
Just, like, the whole thing with, like, the experiment with the egg, and then Mia can be mommy, and I was just like, oh, my God, please stop it. This is, you know, it was not only filler, it was bad filler. It was just, ugh.
Will was good in the scenes with his dad, with Lucas being drunk, and with Maggie. I thought he did good there.
Yes. I think
Mia
Will
brings
does.
Down.
I think the actor is better. Yeah, I think
better.
Will is better as the character when he's not with Mia. I thought he was very good during the whole Grace death thing, too. Yeah, so I don't really entirely dislike Will. I just dislike him with Mia. That's kind of like me and Sammy. I don't dislike Sammy when she's with EJ, but when she's with Rafe, I just want to fast forward.
Yeah, it's funny how, I mean, we all have characters, we'll watch them, you know, with a sock puppet, you know what I mean? Because they'll still do well with a sock puppet, but then...
Oh, yeah, Tony I'd watch with a sock puppet, yeah, or...
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, Stefano, Victor, Kate, yeah, I'd watch them with a sock puppet. You know, they could have a little conversation with themselves. It would be, you know, fascinating. But there's
those
just,
are the good actors. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some actors. They just suck so bad that only a really good actor can make them seem interesting.
Right.
Right.
Well, you have the actors that can read the phone book and be interesting, and then you have the actors that can only be good when their material is good. And I hate to say it, but sometimes, like Peter Reckle and Christian Alfonso that way, they can be very good when they have the material, and other times they can be, I mean, sometimes they seem to phone it in a little bit, and I hope I don't get blasted for saying this, but I do feel that way. And then there are the other actors that just seem to drag down a scene unless they really have someone in there, you know, a good vet actor that can keep them in tow. But, yeah, it's right now, you know, the little girl that plays Mia gets my dishonorable mention because... She just says all of her lines the same way and has the same expression.
Yeah.
And
even when she's in with a vet like Maggie, she's still not that good.
Yeah, I thought her big reveal with Tony when she basically said Sydney was her baby, it was just an awful scene because you didn't buy why she, you know, slipped and told him. You know what I mean? She just didn't sell it at all. You know, and I felt bad for Teo because he was trying to sell a scene, and it made him look like he was overacting, and really it was her underacting that kind of ruined the entire scene.
Uh-huh.
But I liked her at the beginning because I thought, oh, she's so sweet and innocent, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, it's whatever, 9 months later, and, you know, that's all she does. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I thought at first I thought she was really acting, and turns out, you know, that's just kind of the way she is.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
She hasn't, you know, evolved at all. She's not showing enough emotion. She's just really monotone.
Marley Burnett has really come along. Even in the beginning, when she had her scenes with Teo, she always came out better, and she has improved.
Yes, she has.
Yeah.
And the writing
for
her has improved a lot too. They stopped writing her as a selfish little bitch, and you know
right.
They've given her some compassion and her wonderful bond with Maggie, too. You know, Maggie's seeing good in her, too. That really helps out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Maggie seems to be the new Alice Horton now. It's like everyone comes to Maggie with their problems. I loved it when she at the wedding, how she was at this Kate Stefano wedding. It was like, what a great wedding. There were only like five or six wedding guests.
Stefano called her the help. You're the help.
Remember, you're only the help.
The help. Yeah, Stefano had some good lines, too. He was having some singers, too.
Yeah, you know? And you know, he was kind of...
Joe should be enjoying his storyline now, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Well, I hope so, but, you know, he did, I guess, he did call Teo a couple times and complain.
Yeah. I think he misses Teo being. I think he thinks Teo should be there. You know, that Tony should be there.
Yeah, but that, yeah, that's the same. It's the thousand pound pink envelope, you know, elephant in the room. Like, where the hell's Tony? Like, no one's saying it, but everybody, you can feel he's not there, and he should.
They're still mentioning Tony's death. I mean, they just did recently.
Oh, they did. Yeah.
They have been. Yeah.
Well, the whole thing with Philip being shot, you know, that's the whole thing they keep bringing up over and over with the wedding.
Over and over,
but how dare you marry the man that shot Philip? But, you know, no one's mentioning that Philip provoked Tony into falling in that piece of wood.
Yeah, that it was Tony's stupid clumsiness. That's why.
He never was clumsy like that before.
Your son, or Victor said your son's clumsiness. No, it wasn't.
It was a premeditated assault. He lured Tony to the pier to beat him up. An assault that leads to a death would be considered manslaughter. I mean, Philip should have been charged, but of course this is Days and no one ever gets charged with a crime. But, even Tony died by accident, he still lured him there and assaulted him, and maybe to the point that maybe he was dizzy or disoriented from being punched in the face. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he should have been charged with manslaughter, but, you know, that's not going to happen. But, yeah, I mean, Philip was totally left off the hook there, except for, that gunshot wound right to the chest that he magically survived from, and then his leg grew back. So that was a real miracle.
Well, they do that now, it was like when Justin got shot in that Sierra scene, and then the next weekend or the next Monday, he gets shot on Friday, and then on Monday he's like, oh, my golf game's suffering, but I'm just fine. I'm like, how did everyone thought he was
when he had
dead? It's like, I figured they just couldn't figure a way to get Adrian to the hospital and check on her husband, or, you know, they didn't want to waste any time on poor Justin in the hospital, so they just made him have superpowers.
Well, that could have been a good storyline. If you had Justin in the hospital, you could have had Bo and Hope feeling guilty that he was there, you know, that he got shot. You know, that could have been a nice little tension in between them too,
if you're going to build up to a Hope Justin romance, have Adrian not show up to the hospital when everyone thinks that she would, and then that will come out that Justin and Adrian's marriage is in serious trouble, and that will give Hope and Justin a more, more of a chance to get closer together. But they totally blew that off. It made it unbelievable to boot.
So why is Justin still in town, though? I thought he was in town to defend Daniel, and Daniel's off the hook, and Sierra's
fine. Well, they're
going
to have to explain that now, aren't they?
Yes. Because why is he there, and his family's in Dubai?
Full hope.
That's why something has to happen with Justin and Hope to explain why he's still around, because, his usefulness is over now.
Yeah.
Or why Victor brought him there. Well, maybe Justin and Vivian will have an affair, and there you go. No, wait a minute. They're related, aren't they? I don't know.
She's an Alamein. He's a Curiosus. Why would they be
related?
Yeah,
they're not related. That's right.
No, they're not related.
She's married to Victor, so that's why.
Yeah, you have to stop and think, people in Salem. Now, who's
Brady's related to almost everybody, so I know that. You know, but you'd be great. They should have Vivian come back as a cougar.
Yeah, because John's a Demira now, so he's a Demira and a Kiriakis.
John's a Demira, Kiriakis, Brady.
Brady.
And,
right.
Yeah, he's also a Brady. So basically, he's Brady Black is everything but a Horton at this point.
He's lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric will be after said the only people he's not related to that he could date is Nicole and I think Ariana. He's related to everybody else. Because Darren Brooks said the same thing about Max. Melanie. Yeah.
Melanie.
She's a kid. Oh my God. Yeah. But yeah, same thing with Max. He was, he kept screwing his nieces. He was related to everybody else in town.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he was only related to Melanie. But, I guess there'd be also more of an adoption relationship, but still.
Yeah, I was going to say, no one's related to Melanie unless it comes out. Of course, they could always change that.
Well, who is her mom?
I don't know who her mother is.
We don't know who her mother is.
I mean, for a while I thought Nicole was going to be your mother because there was that whole Trent-Nicole thing that was going on. Or that Nicole was going to be Max's mother or something. I thought something was going to come with that, and then nothing did. So, yeah, I don't know where they're going to go with that. But what you were saying about Vivian being having a cougar storyline, I really like the idea of that. Of course, we already have Kate, who's a cougar anyway, going after Dan all the time. But, you know, you've got on All My Children, Erica is having an affair with a younger guy. And on Bold and the Beautiful, I forget her name, is having an affair with a younger guy. So, you know, Daze needs to have their own cougar thing going on, too. And Vivian's in town and free, and Stefano's married. I guess she could get back together with Victor.
There's Victor, too,
Yeah,
well, poor Victor's
bring
a lonely
Carolyn
guy
in,
now.
You know, Carolyn and Vivian.
There you go. They could fight over Victor.
Yeah.
Victor's going to have a love scene this year. I'm predicting it right now.
It's only fair. Stefano gets some. Victor should get some, too.
Right.
It's only fair. Stefano even get any? I don't know. It was Daniel. Kate woke up in bed alone. Did you see
I think it was obvious that she did. She was just saying, well, you know, if you want to get me, you're going to have to put another bottle of champagne on ice. So he got her nice and drunk, and she closed her eyes and thought about Daniel and all this well with the world. Yeah.
But his driver is bigger than Victor's, though.
Victor's.
So we don't know if it's,
that was a great
we don't know if it's, yeah, we don't know if it's bigger than Daniel's, though. Maybe or EJ's. I mean, you know, maybe the Demira men have big drivers.
Well, they certainly have a high sperm count. There's no question
Yes. Well, with our last 3 minutes, thought we should talk about the list. Out this week that we got so many comments on. Yeah, so what did you guys think about the list? There was some people you thought shouldn't be on there or anybody you think should have been on there. What do you think about that Fancy Face?
Well, I do question that Crystal Chappelle should have been number one. I do think I will say this for her, I think she is smart for doing a web series because as long as the networks are going to kick off the shows because of their being on the cheap, I think it's smart for her to do an online show. But is she the most powerful person? I doubt it. And I know what you said about Gary Tomlin. It's an anomaly. I don't understand why, you know, they're doing so well with the female demos when the show is not what it used to be. This was a good week, but a good week out of how many sucky weeks? So I wouldn't have put him on the list. And,
he's not successful, but he is powerful, though. Because he apparently pretty easily talked Corday into firing 6 vets.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he had power
He
there,
sure switched
right.
things around when he came in, yeah, very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought at the very beginning, you know, those 6 would be gone? I mean, who would have thought it? I thought, you know, maybe they'd get rid of, it's kind of obvious they didn't want to write for Steve and Kayla either or Tony, but, you know, getting rid of all 6 of them, I mean, that was just a shocker.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they kept adding more people like they always do. You know, they fire one person, hire another person, which I never understand because the cast is still way too big and it's been way too big for years. But, yeah, I agree he is powerful, but, I mean, all the fawning and admiration that Nelson was giving him was just disgusting. I mean, I don't think that should be praised what he did. But and treating the vets like crap, I mean, good grief, they fired Mary Beth and Steven after they shot their last episode.
Yeah.
They fired Tao when he was on vacation in Cuba. I mean,
how they fire them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
they're
they
don't
the last at all.
Yeah, I think everyone knows sometimes before they do.
I think Steve and Mary Beth knew they were going to get fired. But
I think they all knew. I think they all had inklings that they were going to be fired, you know.
But, I mean, yeah, basically, it was just a huge fuck you. I mean, that's basically what he did to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's making I still think he's trying to make it like Passions with the Passions cast he's bringing on, too. So I guess he does have power.
Yeah, and I agree. He has power. I just
I don't think it's power for good.
I guess more so than
it's
God, I suppose.
He definitely has evil superpowers. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, he has evil superpowers. I like that.
I have evil superpowers, too. I'm just not going to tell you what they are. But, yeah, well, thanks for another wonderful show. We're down to 20 seconds. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
I think that went faster than the 30-minute ones.
Yeah.
See, we don't need saddle shoes here.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for our caller tonight, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Okay, show's over, guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.